This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation Tuesday over allegations he sexually harassed at least 11 women. The three-term governor said his resignation would take effect 14 days after his announcement. His resignation came as the state legislature mounted a campaign to remove him from office by impeachment. Cuomo continues to deny he intentionally disrespected women and said the allegations were politically motivated attacks against him. Cuomo will be replaced by Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a former member of Congress. She will be the first woman to serve as New York governor. New York State Attorney General Letitia James said last week that Cuomo's alleged targets were current and former employees of the state government. She said the probe uncovered a, quote, climate of fear created by Cuomo's behavior that included unwanted kisses, groping, hugging, and making unacceptable remarks. She said the investigation also found that the Democratic governor retaliated against at least one former employee for complaining about his actions, and a top aide to Cuomo, Melissa DeRosa, resigned on Sunday. The state attorney general's report found that she had aided the governor's alleged effort to retaliate against one of the women who had accused Cuomo of harassment. Facebook said on Tuesday it had removed a network of accounts from Russia that it linked to a marketing firm which pushed anti-vaccine content about the COVID-19 vaccines. The social media company said it had banned accounts from a Britain-registered, Russian-operated marketing firm for violating its policy against foreign interference. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website,